Well, good evening, world. Happy Easter to everyone. This is your boy, M1. Actually, driving home currently from church at 8:25 p.m. How was everybody's Easter? I hope everybody's Easter went well. Really, that's pretty much the topic of what I have today, Easter. What it means to you, and what it means to me. For me personally, entering today, Easter, it's not for me, it's not like some going on the Easter egg hunt or celebrating some bunny. For me, it means like, personally, on a personal level, means like, just like the resurrection of Christ. Yeah, that may be cliche, but I think it's deeper than that. I think it stands for a rebirth of not only his life of him being born again, but it is a rebirth of my life as well. Now, from what you're going to hear on now, it's probably not going to be about sports. It's probably not what you want to hear, but I just feel like it needs to be said. Like, you know, we all need to, you know, be rebirthed, you know, in many aspects than one. You know, we all been living our different lifestyles and things of that nature. But I just think that, you know, today is a great time to start over, you know, and I feel like I should be taking that direction, you know, leaving behind my past and whatnot, and just, like, rising from the dead. It's not really me being dead physically, but me being dead spiritually. I just feel like I should be doing more than what I am right now. And I just feel like, you know, ain't no time like the present, you know. But I just, Easter Sunday, you know, we have a Good Friday on Friday. Then Saturday is just the day in between Friday and Sunday. But I just feel like this day should be honored more than what it is, you know. If God didn't rise, then, you know, we'll all be, I don't know if we'll all be in the position that we are right now. You know, we'll all be dead or just lost. But I'm thankful to him, you know, that he's alive, you know. You can think of it this way. You know how I'm big on birthdays and everything, right? And you know how I like celebrating birthdays. But this is Jesus' rebirth day, you know. It may sound corny, but it's his, like, rebirth day where he should be celebrated, he should be exalted, but it shouldn't stop here at this day. From here on out, you know, we should live for him and just, you know, be able to express our gratitude towards him. And it's a start here, it's a start now, you know. But that's just my take on Easter and Easter Sunday. You guys can tell me what you think. You guys could leave comments underneath my audio boo. It's on that page. Nobody's ever left a comment. I just heard word of mouth. But I hope you guys enjoyed your Easter. I hope you guys have your own perspective of Easter, but I hope it's the right perspective, you know. Right now, I'm just driving home thinking about, you know, what I could do different, what I should be doing different. Hopefully, I'll put that into play. I hope you guys enjoyed your Easter. You guys will be hearing from me this week. I got different topics I want to expose. And y'all take care. And I know this may be a little solemn and all that stuff, but my audio booth is not all about sports, and it's not all about jokes at times, you know. I'm trying to reach all venues. So I hope you guys enjoyed it tonight. Have a good night. How about you guys at another time? M1.